What's up, everybody? Welcome to JP Podcast.
It's your girl, Ja. I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl, Paris, and I am the P in JP Podcast. How y'all doing?
Let's get it.
Let's go.
New episode. Before we jump into the actual topic for tonight,
we want to say
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Yes, this is a huge moment for the Black community. It is now a national holiday. Thank you to President Joe Biden, who made this an official national holiday on June 17th of 2021.
Not that it's only a national holiday. It's more than a historical milestone. It's a day of joyment, a day of reflection, you know, educate each other on what today really is and what it means, you know, the community bonds and stuff like that. And it's just a recognition across the United States of we're free.
Yeah, we're free. And honestly, before we, you know, get into all of the festivals and the barbecues and getting ready to wear our colors and things like that, I think it's very important to really know what this holiday is about, mm-hmm. how Juneteenth came to be, especially because recently, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people that I know, mm-hmm. just in the community, coworkers, friends, family, and a lot of people don't even know how Juneteenth started, why we even celebrate it. They just know that we're free,
mm-hmm.
which obviously that's the biggest stepping stone in the whole sum of everything. But the main point is that Juneteenth actually originated in Texas. It originated in Galveston, Texas, and it was to honor the date of June 19, 1865, when the last Confederate community that was enslaved in Texas received word that they had been freed from bondage. And so that is why we celebrate June 13th. Unfortunately, slavery wasn't officially not allowed anymore until after the 13th Amendment was ratified, which was actually about 5 to 6 months that we know of, you know, after Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just really important to know your history on that. There's so much more that goes into, you know, obviously slavery, what was going on at the time, how we became free. You know, obviously a lot of people know the emancipation, mm-hmm. with Abraham Lincoln, but you know, this was actually a year later. So it's just, there's a lot of things that go into why we celebrate this holiday. And something that I found that was kind of a little alarming, kind of crazy, but actually the last state to make slavery illegal was Mississippi, and that wasn't until 2013. That is kind of crazy to think about.
It is, but then again, never know.
That was a year after we graduated high school.
Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds kind of nutty. And the main reason they never made slavery illegal was because they actually never submitted the documentation that was needed to actually ratify the 13th Amendment, mm-hmm. which means that slavery was never abolished in Mississippi.
Mississippi, one part, 50 states.
No, yeah, it's a lot of this stuff is just really crazy to think about. But once again, it's not just a holiday. It's not just a time to really have a good time, try to get off work or anything like that. Like, really know the history about your community. Like, this is the Black American history. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, slavery is one of the biggest things that we could talk about in our community, because a lot of people don't even really know what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, these are our ancestors.
But our ancestors paved the way for us to be free.
Exactly. So really just look into that. There's a lot of cool websites that you can go to get some information about Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. But once again, shout out to President Joe Biden, who made this a national holiday on June 17th, 2021.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, just thank you to Ja for giving us a little educational information on Juneteenth and what it's about.
Very welcome.
You said, you can go look it up, you know, do your own research. That's what it's about. We're supposed to go out there and do our own research, reflect on it, and just learn and, you know, be able to expand it, because, as you know, the world is evolving, so we have to evolve with it.
Yes.
But back to, you know, our episode, we're going to be talking about summer 2024.
Yes, episode 7.
Episode 7. Like, we just so excited to be here. We are, like, every episode we say we thankful that you guys are tuning in, listening to us, giving us feedback on what you want to hear and what you, you know, what you like and what you don't like. So we really appreciate that. So, like she said, Juneteenth, today is Juneteenth. We're celebrating Juneteenth about, you know, different things. Oh, but before I get into that, I want to tell you guys about one of my previous, like, favorite summertime, you know,
Do you have memories. A favorite, like, summertime memory, or do you have a favorite summer? Actually, tell me both. I want to know both, actually.
Okay, so my favorite summertime memory would be the year of 2012 when I graduated high school. And we all went, it was a graduation party at the beach. Everybody, all of us just went to the beach and got turned, like, really, really lit. And it was so much fun. And my favorite, like, summer, I enjoy all the summers, to be honest. Like, I don't know, it just get better and better as I age. Summers just get better and better. So I just, you know, I'm ready for this summer. I'm ready to experience, you know, what I got to do. What about you?
My favorite summertime memory would probably, it's actually a pretty recent one. It was summer 2022. Mm-hmm. So literally the summer we moved out here. But before that, I came on a trip with my sister to actually come to Dallas, and we drove from Chicago, and we just wanted to see what Texas was about. Like, just, you know, there was no agenda. We literally were just gonna show up in Dallas and try to figure out, where's the good spots to get food at? Where do people shop at? Where do they party at? Is there a beach? Where do we go? Like, we just, it was really cool. And that was the first time I ever took like a road trip with my sister, my older sister. And it was really fun. And it was one of those type of moments where, you know, I just kind of really had to stop and just kind of soak it all in. Mm-hmm. And especially because I was trying to figure out if I even wanted to move to Dallas.
Right.
You know, and those memories that we made on that road trip are always going to be with me.
Cherish forever.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to cherish that forever. But as far as my favorite summer, man, that's a loaded question.
You asked it.
I know, it's a loaded question because I, you know, when you ask something and then you want to hear somebody else's response and you like think about it for yourself and you're like,
I should never say that.
I would probably say, I don't want to sound cliche, but summer 2015, 2016, and 2017, those three summers, when I tell you I had stuff to do every week around that, like, it was crazy.
Like, thinking, no,
like,
sleep.
Concerts, traveling, like, I think I was in a relationship at the time, and we were just all over the place doing stuff at the beach, up and down Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. Like, it was just a lot. Like, I was just doing a lot of stuff. And at that time, my career path wasn't as strenuous as it is now. Mm-hmm. I was a server. Okay. And I would just
all been there.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I actually loved being a server.
I did too.
It was fun. The people I worked with were fantastic. Mm-hmm. We just felt like a little family. But I was able to flex my schedule a little bit. So I would work like 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then I'd be off at like 2 p.m. and I'd just be outside.
Yeah.
Like, it was just lit. I was doing crazy stuff. Like, I shaved my head. I dyed it purple. Like, girl, I was just doing stuff. Okay.
I remember my old job. I used to work 3 days. Yeah, 4 days off. I was on 16.
And I was in my early 20s in those 3 years. I think I turned 21 in 2016.
Yep.
And I was like, it was just lit. Like, my first time going to like a bar for real. Like, it was just a time. It was a time. But that has to be my favorite, like, summer era so far. But like you said, every summer it's getting better.
My 21st birthday, I was snowed in.
Oh yeah.
We had a blizzard for my 21st birthday.
My goodness. My 21st birthday, my mom bought me my first, it was like a Bahama Mama. Mm. She was like, your first drink, and I was hot.
Right. Yeah, fresh.
My
refreshing.
First drink. Awesome. It's like just. But honestly, so it's fun. It's fun, you know.
So we're going to be having some, you know, little discussions on different topics of places probably to go or what travel.
Well, what do you want to do this summer? Like, yeah, we can talk about places we want to go. We can talk about traveling, club, blah, blah. But what do you, like, is there something that Paris wants to do for the summer?
This summer, I really want to have an exhilarating adventure. Like, not necessarily, like, I want to do something that I've never done before. Like, yeah, I can go, you know, outside and go to the pool or go to the beach or whatever, but I kind of want to do, like how you said earlier, you want to go to like a race car track and just, you know, do something at speed, or like I want to do something like treetops, like something that I haven't done in such a long time.
Like to get your adrenaline going.
Yeah, like I want something that's going to push me to the limit. Like that's something that I want to do this summer. Like something that's going to be above and beyond, pretty much.
I feel that. I'm on board with that 100%. 100%. Wow. I'm like, well, I'm thinking about like what I, because something that I'm working on, which is a little off topic, but not really, but I'm just kind of working on really getting to know myself and really speaking and doing things when I want to do them. Because a lot of times I, like a lot of people, I get in my head before I do anything. Like even if it's sending a text message, I'm like, oh, like, should I say this, you know, or should I do this or whatever? So I just really want to do stuff when I want to do it. If I want to go to the beach, I'm going to get up and go to the beach. I don't have any like responsibilities that would prevent me from leaving the house as opposed, you know, but outside of working. But I just really want to do something. I want to do it. Like, for instance, I recently just went to New York, as you know, and I went with my sister for that too. We took a little road trip from Chicago to New York City. And when we got to New York City, it was my first time like in NYC. So I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And I was telling her, I was sitting in the passenger seat, and she has a Jeep Grand Cherokee, SRT, period. And the sunroof was open, and I was like, you know, like in the movies when they get out of the sunroof and like it's like prom or something, and they're like, oh, I'm in New York City. I was like, I always wanted to do that. And she looked at me, she's like, then do it. And I was say less. So I was like crazy, but I felt so like happy. Yeah, I felt so happy. So I just got out the sunroof and I was like, whoa, New York City. And people were like cheering. They're like, whoa. And it was just like a moment, like those little memories. I just want to make a bunch of little memories that, you know, I don't have to share all of them. There's a lot of memories that I don't share that I really hold dear to my heart, but I just want to make a lot of cool summer memories that I can just keep.
Great memories.
And take with me throughout life that I can just look back on and smile.
Like, insider alert.
Insider.
Yeah, I promise you, like, yeah, that's something that I really want to do. But it's just, I also do want to travel. Like, I do want to go to Japan.
We're going to Japan.
I know.
Spoiler, we're going to Japan Christmas 2025.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bring in the year.
If y'all want to come with us, let us know. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Wink, wink.
We're going to do at least a week trip. Come on, y'all. Come on.
A week? Oh, I'm trying to go for 2 weeks.
Okay.
There's so many places.
I was being generous.
I want to go to Osaka. I want to go to, obviously, Tokyo. Yes. I want to go to Kyoto. Like, there's so
different
many places
to
I want
to
go. Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
I've been researching it for the past, I want to say, like, year or so. There's just a lot of things I'm learning. I wanted to try to learn the language that's spoken in Japan, but
it's a little hard.
It's not that it's hard per se. I just know I'm not gonna get it. And it takes me a while to catch on to different languages.
I just know
I'm not gonna get it in time.
I do want to wear the clothes though. I want to go wear the whole Japanese and the Chinese type of wardrobe and stuff like that. Like, I really want to, like, when I go over there, I want to feel like I'm a part of it. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm a tourist. Like, I just want to go actually, like, okay, could this be home type of way.
Yeah, definitely. What are some places that you want to travel to, like, in the summertime this year?
States,
I know we have our trips that, like, you know, we were talking about with like our friends and family stuff that we all wanted to take, just like at the end of this year, going into next year, like Japan, Puerto Rico, like going on like a Norwegian cruise
November.
And stuff. But like, I mean, like, what do you want to do this summer? The rest of June, July, August, a little bit of September. What do you want to do?
So for the rest of July, for June, you know, chill pretty much because we just got back from Chicago.
Yeah.
July, I kind of want to go. I want to be in a different state to see the 4th. I understand a lot of people not big on the 4th. Like,
where will we go? Because you know I'm going.
I kind of want to go to either Houston or Austin. Like, I want to.
But that's still in Texas.
So where do you want to go? Nebraska?
No, thank you.
Florida?
Are they the ones with potatoes?
I have no idea.
Actually, I wish we could cut this out because I feel like I sound stupid.
Why?
Do they have potatoes? Is that Utah or is that Nebraska?
I have no idea.
Where's Idaho?
I don't know anything about potatoes.
Actually,
Idaho.
let's just not do this right now because we about to get off topic. Because
no.
I don't know where it is, but whatever. But no, I don't want to go to Nebraska. No, thank you. I would say, why don't we go to like Louisiana? Or Oklahoma City or something.
You want to go to Baton Rouge? I'm just playing.
No, thank you.
No.
New Orleans, though. I would go back to New Orleans. Ooh, the 4th in New Orleans.
That
or
could
New Orleans. Am I saying it right? New Orleans, New Orleans.
Nola, baby. Baby.
I love Louisiana, period. Honestly, the food, the people.
Man, they y'all exquisite down there. Ain't gonna lie to you.
Exquisite. Yeah, and we're not very far.
We could make a trip.
It's literally like an hour plane ride.
I mean, we could do it if you want to. We could plan for that.
Yeah.
I think we should.
So that's one trip. We do want to go to Houston, though.
Definitely. I do want to take you somewhere in Austin, though, where we were talking about on 6th Street.
Yes. It's going to be fun. I do. I like Austin. Well, I lied. I don't like Austin. I don't know. I just went and it was kind of dirty.
You got to go to where I was.
I just went to the downtown airport.
Oh, no. Fuck that.
I didn't like it. No, thank you,
man. But so like, do you want to talk about like different lounges or different places that we've been already to kind of give our viewers like some different places that they can go if they haven't gone there, or if they can give us some ideas?
You know, it's kind of crazy. The only real places that we know, because I know we have listeners all over.
Right.
Sorry we have not been to every cool city in the United States, guys, but most of the places we know are Chicago and Dallas, you know? And there's a lot of places still that you and I haven't been to in Dallas. Like, we've been to, you know, obviously all up and down Deep Ellum at this point.
Definitely.
But the only real two lounges that I kind of like that we go to, there's Exesia, that's in Addison. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know Exesia, it's like a hookah lounge, slash like little
reggae type of, like, well, it depends on the time because they have after hours.
It's like Afro vibes. So before that, it's just like hip hop, R&B, old school, early thousands. They usually play that until about 2 o'clock, and then they close and they open the doors again at what, like
2:15, 2:30, and it's like Afro beats type of way.
Yeah, it's Afro beats until about 5-6 a.m. Mm-hmm. So that place is cool. I like when we go there. It just kind of depends. Sometimes it's a little slow. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all.
Depending on the day and time, just like that. And then like Velvet is another one. Depending on the day and time.
Oh yeah, Velvet.
Velvet was decent. Like, it's just different places that you can go that you want to have a good vibe and chill.
Yeah, and Velvet does different nights. Like, where Exesia is like mostly hip hop and Afro beats literally the whole time. Mm-hmm. Velvet does like
a little switch up.
Yeah, like they like Latin night. They do like Afro beats. They do hip hop, R&B. They have like a little bit of pop stuff during the week, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a variety. We've been to GVO.
Yeah. Oh, I love GVO.
Yeah, GVO's decent.
Go there on Wednesdays.
Yeah, get some wings.
Free
get
promo.
Yeah, free promo for you guys, for real.
Yeah, I love
GVO. Yeah, get some wings. Yeah, they have karaoke night on Wednesdays, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, people, I ain't gonna lie. Some of them people can sing. Now they can sing.
Yeah, and they have games and stuff, too, that you can play. You can get some hookah. Yep. That's more like a bar type vibe.
Yeah,
as well.
It's more of a chill. Like, it's
like a chill bar.
In a way of a restaurant.
Restaurant, bar, lounge. Yeah. But you can do a lot in there. You can have fun.
You can dance. You can do whatever. Turn up.
Yeah, they do like tacos.
And drinks is good.
Yeah, they do like tacos on like Thursdays. They do wings on Wednesdays. And stuff, like half off, what, 25 cents wings or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's really cool in there. But there's just a lot of places that we've been to. But there's so many places that we haven't been to yet, like, that we've heard of. Like Esquina. Mm-hmm. We've heard of it. I think we actually are pretty much in that area for Esquina.
Yep. The Garden.
Yes, the Garden. Mm-hmm. We will be going there, though, on the 14th of July to see Party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Party Next Door is going to be at the Garden.
We so got a hope. We got a lineup. Yes, we have a lineup of people who we're going to see. Like, today, Juneteenth, guess you guys won't believe who we're going to go see tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Bryson Tiller.
Don't play with her. Don't be dishonest.
Ooh. We're going to see Mr. Bryson on Juneteenth, y'all. We doing it. Look, we killing two birds with one stone. We said we finna do this podcast, and then we finna go get lit with Bryson.
Period. You know, actually, let's touch on it a second.
Okay.
I really feel his mouth. I'm sorry, Bryson.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I told you that.
Only song that I'm really...
It's like two or three songs on there that I like.
Is, I'm gonna Chow. Take a boozy ass to her day.
That one.
Pick up whatever she wants.
And Chow.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm hoping he comes up with like Exchange.
He is.
Don't.
He is. He better. Know. I want to do the... Ooh, I want to do the... get the move with the hips and stuff. Like, y'all, y'all don't understand. Honest. Like, I like me some Bryson Tiller, but I definitely do not like this new album. I'm sorry.
I think it just has to grow on me. You know, sometimes you hear an album and then you don't really like it.
I feel like it's
and
not
then you
him.
Go back. It's crazy because who else did this happen to me with? I think it was Dani Lay. She has a lot of stuff that came out through the years, and I've always been watching her, like, dance videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. But her album that she was had came out with that had a heartbreak on it, or Heartbreaker on it, 2022. That album, I went to go see her. It was for Velour, her daughter.
Okay, yeah.
It was that tour. Uh-huh. And I didn't like that album. But I went to the tour because I'm like, okay, she's going to play a bunch of old stuff, you know, right. Like Levi Jean stuff. And I actually loved the album after the concert.
Like, she made it
I doubled,
personal.
Yeah, like, I was listening to it, and I'm like, dang, like, there's a lot of bangers that I missed on her album Movie, or The Movie, whatever it's called, and then there was For Velour, there's a lot of songs I missed on there, and I went back after the fact, and I'm like, this is good, like, yeah. I'm tripping.
It'd be like that, you gotta hear it a couple times.
Yeah, same thing with Tinashe. I saw her, and I was like, dang, like, this, I wish I knew the fucking songs, and we were at the concert, like, I would've been lit.
Right.
So I'm hoping that, you know, we go see Bryson, we're gonna support, I still love him as an artist, but hopefully listening to him, you know, today is gonna, you know, make the, I don't know, the
experience,
album grow on
yeah.
me a little bit.
I don't know, we've been bumping it all day, and I'm like, we're trying to catch it, but I'm like, nah, baby.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
But speaking of that, there's a lot of concerts that you can also go to. Dallas is widely known for a lot of really big artists coming from here, and there's a lot of cool venues that you can go to. There's, like, The Factory that's in Deep Ellum. There's obviously the American Airlines Center where the Mavs play. There's AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play. There's just a lot of really cool venues that you can go to, even the Dickies Arena that's in Fort Worth.
Yep.
So there's a lot of cool shows, like, obviously Bryson Tiller.
And if you didn't know, like, sometimes they put the game on at the American Airlines right there on the big screen.
Yeah,
so
and you can
bring
watch
your chairs,
it right there,
bring
yeah.
your folding chairs, just come
yeah.
out there and watch the game.
Yeah, but there's a lot of really great games. Mm-hmm. Obviously, basketball season just finished.
Well, I'm excited for football season.
Sorry, Mavericks. Yeah, hopefully the Cowboys don't. I don't even want to get into it. But
we'll get to it when it's time.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into it because mm-hmm. I'm going to get mad. But yeah, there's a lot of cool sporting events, a lot of cool concerts. Chris Brown's going to be here on July 19th. Janaiko is going to be here. Suicide Boys
yes,
are going to be here.
So we got a lot of lineups.
There's a lot of really
people,
cool
gonna,
things.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yes, and yeah, you just kind of have to reach out. And even outside of Dallas, there's a lot of like social media pages you can go to for your city or the nearest major city mm-hmm. To you. And you can look up art festivals.
Festivals?
Yeah, the art festivals. Like, usually it's, like, free. I'm trying to explain it just because I told somebody, like, to go to an art festival, and they're like, what do you mean? But essentially it's people in the community.
That shows their, like, their artworks and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, shows their expertise.
Like, you don't
stuff.
Have to pay for it if you don't want to, but a lot of people in the community come and show off their artwork to
yes.
sell it. And they pretty much give back to the community.
Yeah.
What you buy is giving back to the community.
Exactly, exactly.
And they, like, I'm not going to lie, they are some nice pieces and stuff. They're a little pricey, but they're some nice pieces. So if you like different things, like they have
yeah, you can get, like,
gemstones mm-hmm. or pictures, or some people have, like, craft-made lawn pieces. Like, it's really beautiful things that you can come out here
yeah.
like Dallas is really beautiful. That's one thing that I did learn when I came down here, like, it's totally different from the city life of Chicago. It's so much, like, it's very different. It's two different
lifestyles.
It's still
kind of homey, you know,
like, it is.
The city life out here is still very homey as opposed to Chicago, where there's, like, people walking everywhere at all mm-hmm. times. It's like, except for when it's, like, dead in the night, but even still, like, it's, like, people everywhere. But in Dallas, the downtown area, there's not a lot of people just out and about on the streets,
mm-hmm.
especially compared to being from, like, one of the biggest cities in the world. Like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, but still, there's a lot of art festivals you can go to. Like Paris said, you know, they bring their own work there, whether it's, like, waist beads, or you can get, like, necklaces that were crafted at home, or
mm-hmm.
you can get prints from tattoo artists, or they make quilts and
coffee
mugs and all
different
types of stuff. And it's not just your traditional, like,
yeah.
art, like your oil paintings or your sketches or anything like that.
Couldn't even imagine
so.
What they had there. I was so astonished. They, like, had this big old, like, one person I was walking past, and he was like, oh, he just bought that picture. I'm like, that big old picture? I was like, yeah. I'm like, how much? He was like, about $5,000. $5,000?
Yeah. And something that I actually just went to this past Sunday on Father's Day, I stopped by the Black Boy Art Show.
Ooh.
So essentially it was a whole bunch of African-American men who came and They showcased all their work. So once again, it was like tattoo artists. They had prints there.
I love it.
It was just so much stuff. And they actually have the Black Girl Art Show that is doubling back in Dallas too. I believe it is later this month or either early July. I wish I had the exact date for you guys, but that's all stuff that you can look up. Go on Eventbrite, go on Fever, look up free events or just events in general that are in your area. But there's so many things that you can do and get into for the summer, no matter what city you're in. Yeah.
And not to get off topic, but off topic, I love seeing my, like, it's Juneteenth. I love seeing my Black people win. But besides that, I love seeing Black men win. Definitely. Like, it's so hard sometimes for a Black man to get on top. And when he get on top, I'm so proud of y'all. Like, you may not even know me, just know I'm proud of who you become. Because it's so hard for Black men.
Yeah. And honestly, I love just the representation of Juneteenth and the representation of Black men in our community that really step up every single day to do what they need to do, handle what they need to handle, but are also emotionally intact. They're emotionally available. They communicate well, and they really express the things that are going on in their life, and they try to be better and uplift other people in their community. And even outside of Black men, just men in general, there's good men in general. And shout out, I know it's Pride Month, but it is also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Shout out.
The men around you, regardless of how strong they look,
they need
it. Just go nag them a little bit, give them a hug. You know what I'm saying?
Just say I love you.
Yeah, just say I love you. Let them know you're proud of them.
They're not gonna act like they're gonna care, but just like they actually care deep down. Like, men are really softies on the inside. Yes. They be so external, like, but on the inside, they some really big babies.
Yes, definitely. And just tell them you love them. Tell them you're proud of them. Tell them you're thinking about them. Even if it's just texting, you know, whatever men that you know, saying, you know, Happy Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. I hope you're doing okay. If there's ever anything you want to talk about, just know I'm here. Give them their flowers too.
Yeah, men deserve flowers too.
They do.
Sometimes women be like, nah, I didn't know. Girl, give him some flowers. He needs some flowers.
Yeah, so shout out to Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes.
But there's just, honestly, like, I'm just looking forward to the summer.
Me too. I'm excited about everything that's to come. Like, really, really excited. It's about to be a journey.
Yeah, definitely. And when we drop this episode, if you guys could please, especially if you are in the Dallas area, our email address is jppodcast2024.com. And you can also follow us at JP Podcast on Instagram. We'll link that as well. That's linked to all of our socials. And
Spotify.
Exactly. We're streaming everywhere. But if you could please, if you're in the Dallas or just Texas area, or maybe in the Louisiana area or any surrounding state, places that we want to visit, tell us what's going on for the summer.
Let us know. We're coming. Like, just hit us up. Like, hey, meet us here.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on, because a lot of things happen in the South that we don't know about. We're not from here.
That would be fun.
What's up?
To have different, like, viewers, like, give us places, like, we can meet up. Not saying meet up with them, but we can go to those places, like, do a little day trip type of thing or something like that. Like, hey, we're going to go visit your place that you recommended, or, you know,
that would be dope. Like, and I'm totally down for that. That'd be so much fun, actually, because we have viewers all over the place, like, on the East Coast, West Coast, like, obviously in the South, up North. So just wherever you are, let us know some cool places. Maybe we might be in your city.
You never know.
We might be in your city.
We might do this little JP podcast road trip type thing.
Yeah, because there ain't nothing to pack up a mic.
I swear. Definitely ain't.
Yeah, there ain't nothing. I'll be in the hotel. Like, what's going on?
Who want to be a future guest?
Yeah, we in Seattle. What's up?
Meet us at the Pinpoint Needle.
Oh, God, I can't deal with you. The Pinpoint Needle is insane.
But you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, period. But the Space Needle, we outside. Okay, thank you. See Bella and Edward in the...
Oh, Mom, I promise you.
I'm sorry, it's not Forks. It's Seattle,
bite
sorry.
Me, Edward.
But yeah, summer 2024 is about to be lit.
Definitely is. I'm excited. Tell us about what y'all want to do for the summer. Like, what y'all got going on? Y'all got any trips, any adventures, any holidays? Let us know. Like, really talk to us. We love y'all feedback and everything. We really do be listening.
And before we get off of, like, summer 2024 and start to close out, do you feel like this summer is going to be different? Like, I feel like, maybe you just feel like something's in the air. And I don't mean, like, anything bad, but I just mean, like, I don't know. This summer feels different in a good way.
Like I previously said, like, each summer, each year gets better and better. So I just have a feeling that with my maturity, it is going to be better than last year, because I know that I'm going to make it better. I'm just ready for it. I'm ready to really experience. I really have so many things lined up to better me as a person. So that's what's different than last year. I'm going to be able to use this and push forward.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. This summer just feels like something's like blooming. Something's being created, you know?
We planted a seed.
Yeah, something like grow. Yeah, it just feels like it's gonna be a great summer, and I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. So, yeah, I'm excited. But that honestly concludes our summer talk. We just kind of want to let you guys know what we're up to for the summer. Right. See if you have any recommendations. But the next episode.
The next
episode 8, and just to let y'all know. Ooh. Just to let y'all know
what's going on. Talk to me.
It's getting real. Like, we have 3 more episodes left of the season.
Definitely do.
We only have 3 episodes left of the season. 3 episodes. We are going to be on episode 8.
That's crazy. We stuck. I'm so proud of us. Can we give ourselves a round of applause?
Let's.
Because we actually stuck to this, and we are so excited to just, like, really be closing this out with a bang.
Yeah, we did good.
Really did.
I'm proud of us. Honestly, you know, it's really important to, even if something's not 100%, even if things aren't the way you want them to be off the bat, or you feel like you don't have the right equipment or the right tools, it's really important to start a task and finish the task.
Mm-hmm.
Finish what you started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this process hasn't been easy. It hasn't been perfect. There's still a lot of things that
we have to do.
We have to learn to be better. Things that we want to learn and do to be better for you all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just proud of us. We did this.
Yeah,
you know,
this
we started, and we're gonna finish this season, and we're gonna have more seasons to come.
Yes. Don't what we say, don't turn us down, turn us up.
Yeah, don't turn us down, turn us up.
We're coming back even better and stronger.
Yeah, at the end of this season we're gonna come back better and stronger. But before that last episode,
mm-hmm.
we got 2 really juicy episodes for you.
Yes.
And a big surprise coming your way, but we're not gonna tell you what it is yet. For episode 8, we will be talking about dating in 2024. We've touched on this a little bit earlier in the season, but now we're really going to dive deep. Paris and I are going to talk about our experiences with dating in 2024 as 2 single women living in the DFW area. We're going to be talking about commitment, hookup culture, situationships, and just dating apps in this horrible pool that we call dating in Texas.
Because I promise you, like, this guy's as crazy as for the
Yeah, we both have our own opinions on the best dating apps. Yeah. Should you even be on dating apps? Should you even be on there? If you are on there, which ones you can get on? Yeah. The type of people you'll meet.
We both have 2 different opinions on different things. She likes what she likes. I like what I like.
Yeah, and honestly, some of the funniest takes. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save it because there's a lot to unpack with dating apps. But we will definitely get into that with you all.
Yeah.
But before we hop off, once again, we are all streaming platforms.
All of them.
We're on Spotify.
All of
Apple Podcasts. Pandora. iHeartRadio.
All of them.
You
all of them.
Name it, we're on it. You can email us at jppodcast2024@gmail.com. And you can also follow us on IG at jpodcast. We are on all social media platforms. We're on all streaming platforms.
Yellow.
A little. But please, turn us up. Don't turn us down.
Don't
this
turn
has
us
been
down.
JP Podcast.
And we out. Peace.